Sagt the Mishnah weiter, Masechtes Yuma, Perik Aleph, Mishnah Vav. So right now we have a job. And our job is to be able to keep this Kohen Gadol up all night. We do not want him to fall asleep. One of the ways to keep someone up is to be mechabedim with a drasha. You see, it's easy to fall asleep if you're listening to a drasha. It's not so easy to fall asleep if you're giving a drasha. Therefore, zakt the Mishnah, im haya chacham, doirish. If he's a chacham, they would be mechabedim with a drasha. Now, the reason we don't want him to fall asleep is to avoid certain types of tum. The im lav, if not, he's not a Talmud Chacham. He can't give a drasha. He doesn't have what to say. How are you going to say if he's not a Talmud Chacham, so why is he a Kohen Gadol? So we already explained. We're talking about during the times of the second Beis HaMikdash, when people used to buy their way in. So v'yim lav, if he can't give a drasha, Talmidei Chachamim darshin lefanav. So Talmidei Chachamim darshin before him. At least we'll try to keep him up this way. What happens after the drasha? Well, v'yim ragul likrois, if he knows Chachik Ivra, if he knows how to read psukim, or maybe teach the words, kairei. So let him do that. V'yim lav, if he doesn't, kairei lefanav, we read before him. Ubameh kairei lefanav, and what do we read in front of him with what? Well, we try to take things that are going to catch his interest. The Iyev from Sefer Iyev, Ube Ezra from Sefer Ezra, Ube Divrei Hayamim. These are all in Yonim and Tanakh that are moishchin as a leiv and may keep him up. Zakta Mishnevata. Zechariah ben Kevotel Oimer. Pamim Harba, many times, Karisi Lefanav B'Daniel. I was one of the people who used to read before the Kohen Gadol. And I would read from Sefer Daniel.